If you're chasing data down instead of seeing it in one place, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite. All your data in one place with built-in AI for real-time insights. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
When they first moved into the house, it felt like a compromise. It wasn't what they had wanted, but it was what they could afford. The place sat just far enough outside the city to be cheaper than anything closer in. An older home that had clearly been vacant for a while, but not so run down that it felt unlivable. The structure was solid. The layout worked. Most of the problems seemed cosmetic. They told themselves they could fix those. The first few days were spent cleaning and taking stock of what needed to be done. Peeling wallpaper in the upstairs hallway, soft spots in the kitchen floor, a few doors that didn't quite sit right in their frames, nothing unusual for a house that had been sitting empty. It was the kind of work you expect when you move into a place like that. At first, the repairs didn't raise any concerns. They stripped the wallpaper in one of the bedrooms and replaced it with something simple, just to make the space feel finished. It looked fine when they were done, clean, fresh, the kind of small improvement that made the house feel like it was starting to come together. 2 days later, the edges had started to peel. At first, they thought it was the adhesive. Maybe they hadn't applied it evenly, or maybe the walls needed to be prepped better. They smoothed it down again, reapplied the glue where it had lifted, and left it overnight. By morning, it had pulled away from the wall again. Not in one spot, but in several, as if something underneath it had shifted just enough to loosen it. When they peeled it back to check, the wall beneath felt damp. That didn't make sense. The house hadn't shown any signs of water damage when they moved in. No stains, no smell, nothing that would suggest moisture behind the walls. They left it alone for the time being and moved on to something else. The kitchen floor was next. There was a section near the sink that gave slightly underfoot, not enough to feel dangerous, but enough to notice. They pulled up a few of the boards and replaced them, checking the supports underneath as they went. Everything looked dry, solid, nothing out of place. When they finished, it felt level again. That should have been the end of it. But within a week, the same spot had softened again. This time, it wasn't subtle. When he stepped on it, the board shifted slightly under his weight, just enough to feel wrong. He crouched down and pressed on it with his hand. It gave more than it should have. He pulled it back up. The wood beneath was damp. He sat there for a moment, staring at it, trying to figure out where the moisture could be coming from. There were no pipes running directly under that section. Nothing that would explain a leak. The surrounding boards were dry, the supports were intact, and it didn't add up. They argued about it that night, not because of the floor itself, but because neither of them could come up with a reason that made sense. It felt like they were missing something obvious, something they should have caught before they started putting time and money into fixing the place. So they decided to leave it alone for a few days and focus on something else. That was when the headache started. It was subtle at first. He would wake up with a dull pressure behind his eyes, something that felt like he hadn't slept well. He brushed it off as stress. They had taken on more than they expected with the house, and the constant work was catching up to him. But it didn't go away. If anything, it got worse at night. He started waking up at the same time without an alarm, with that same pressure building, until it was hard to ignore. It wasn't sharp pain, just constant and heavy, like something was pressing inward from both sides. Some nights it would fade after a while, other nights it lingered until morning. She noticed the change before he said anything. He wasn't sleeping through the night anymore. He was quieter, more distracted, like he was trying not to focus on something he couldn't explain. When she asked, he told her it was nothing, just a headache, something that would pass. She didn't push it. Around the same time, she found out she was pregnant. It hadn't been something they were planning right away, but it wasn't unwelcome either. If anything, it made the house feel more important. Like the work they were putting into it had a purpose beyond just fixing it up. For a few days, things felt normal again. They talked about what needed to be done before the baby came, what rooms they would prioritize, how they would rearrange things to make space. It gave them something to focus on that wasn't the repairs that kept failing or the things they couldn't explain. That didn't last. She lost the pregnancy less than a week later. There wasn't any clear reason given. The doctors told her it happened sometimes, that it didn't necessarily mean anything was wrong, that it didn't mean it would happen again. They used the kind of language meant to reassure, to make it feel like something that could be understood. But it didn't feel that way. When they came back to the house, it felt different. Not in a way she could point to, not something visible or immediate. Just a shift, subtle but constant. Like the air had settled into something heavier. The rooms felt quieter, but not in a comforting way. More like something was waiting, and they didn't talk about it directly. Instead, they focused on what they could control. The repairs, the layout, the next steps. They kept moving forward even when it felt like they weren't getting anywhere. It was her idea to have the house blessed. It wasn't something they would normally do, but at that point, normal explanations weren't helping. The repairs kept failing. His headaches hadn't gone away. The house felt wrong in a way they couldn't define. It didn't feel like a big decision, just something to try. The priest arrived in the early afternoon, and he was older, calm in a way that made the whole thing feel less dramatic than it had sounded when they first suggested it. He walked through the house with them, asking a few questions, listening more than he spoke. There was nothing about his presence that suggested concern, nothing that made it feel like he expected anything unusual. That lasted until he stepped fully inside. Started as a ringing, not loud, but immediate, a high, steady sound that cut through everything else like pressure building in their ears. He paused just past the doorway, his expression shifting slightly, like he was trying to play something he hadn't expected. She felt it too. The air seemed to tighten around them, not moving, but pressing inward like the space had narrowed without anything actually changing. The smell came next. It wasn't gradual. One moment the house smelled the way it always had, dust, old wood, faint traces of cleaning supplies. And the next it was something else entirely. Thick, rotting. Strong enough that it caught in the back of her throat, the priest turned toward them, his mouth opening as if to say something. Before he could, the front window gave way. It didn't crack or splinter. It came loose. The entire pane shifted outward from the frame and dropped, the glass breaking against the ground outside in a sharp, sudden burst that cut through the ringing in their ears. All three of them froze. For a second, no one moved. Then the priest stepped back toward the door, his composure gone, in a way that didn't need explanation. He didn't finish what he had come to do. He didn't walk through the rest of the house. He just left. They stood there in the silence that followed, the smell still lingering, the air still heavy, the broken window open to the outside. Neither of them said anything, because for the first time since they had moved in, there wasn't anything left to explain. They didn't fix the window that day. They covered it with a piece of plywood from the garage, something temporary just to keep the weather out. The work was quiet and methodical, both of them focused on what they were doing without needing to talk through it. The priest's reaction lingered in the background of everything, not as something they discussed, but as something understood between them. If it had been an accident, it would have felt different. The house had needed work from the beginning, and they had expected problems. Loose frames, shifting wood, things that came with age. But the way he had left, without finishing and without offering reassurance, had changed how everything felt. That night, the house settled into a different kind of quiet. It wasn't louder or colder, but sharper, as though the silence itself had tightened. Every small sound stood out more clearly than it had before, and the usual creaks of the structure no longer blended into the background the way they once had. He woke just after 3 with a headache already there, heavier than it had been before and pressing inward in a way that made it difficult to ignore. Sitting up in the dark, he waited for it to pass the way it usually did, but when it didn't, he got out of bed and stepped into the hallway, letting his eyes adjust. That was when he heard something below. It wasn't loud or sudden, just a shift that carried weight enough to separate itself from the normal sounds of the house. He stood still for a moment, listening, trying to place it, but it didn't match anything he recognized. The house had its own patterns, sounds that could be explained once you lived with them long enough, and this wasn't one of them. Moving carefully, he went down the stairs, each step deliberate, listening for it again as he descended. When he reached the bottom, the kitchen was empty. Everything was exactly where it should have been, the counters clear, the chairs pushed in. Nothing obviously out of place. Even so, something about it felt wrong in a way he couldn't immediately explain. He moved toward the front of the house and saw the plywood. One corner had pulled loose, not enough to fall away, but enough to leave a narrow gap along the edge. Stepping closer, he pressed it back into place, expecting resistance from the frame, but it shifted under his hand more easily than it should have. The nails hadn't come loose, and nothing had been pulled out. Instead, it felt as if the wood itself had warped just enough to prevent it from sitting flush when he let go. It moved again, settling back into that same uneven position. He stayed there for a moment, looking at it, waiting for it to shift again on its own, but it didn't. He didn't try to fix it right then. He went back upstairs, though sleep didn't come easily after that. The feeling of something being off followed him back into the bedroom, lingering even after he lay down again. The quiet of the house no longer something he could ignore. The next day, they replaced the window properly, installing a new frame and new glass with more care than before. He took his time with it, measuring and sealing everything, making sure there was no room for movement or error. When it was finished, it looked solid and clean, something that should have held without question. For a while, it did. That should have been enough to settle things, but instead it felt like waiting for something else to happen, as if the house hadn't finished whatever it had started. When it did happen again, it came during the day, when everything should have been clear and explainable. She was at the top of the stairs carrying a basket of laundry while he worked in the living room on an outlet that had stopped functioning earlier that week. The house was quiet in the ordinary way, filled with daylight, every corner visible. There was no warning. One moment she was steady and the next her balance was taken from her in a way that didn't match a misstep or a slip. Her hand came away from the railing as the basket tipped, and the fall carried her down the stairs in a sequence of impacts that ended at the bottom. The sound brought him immediately, and by the time he reached her, she was trying to steady her breathing, one hand pressed against her side and the other braced against the floor. Her attention wasn't on him, but fixed on the top of the stairs, her focus locked on the empty space above. Nothing was there. The staircase stood exactly as it should have, undisturbed, no movement, and no indication that anything had happened beyond the fall itself. Even so, the way she held herself made it clear this hadn't been a simple loss of footing. It hadn't felt accidental. At the hospital, it was treated as a fall because there was no other explanation available. When they returned to the house, something about it felt more confined, not smaller in size, but tighter in presence, as if the space between things had narrowed. Moving through it required more attention than it had before. They tried to focus on what they could control, returning to repairs, to routine, to anything that felt normal, but it didn't hold for long. The fire started while they were gone. They had only been out for a short time, running a simple errand, but when they came back, the smoke was already visible, thin at first and then heavier as they got closer. It was coming from the kitchen, from the oven they both knew had been off when they left. By the time it was contained, the damage was limited to that room, though it had spread far enough to leave everything coated in smoke and heat. Standing in the doorway afterward, there was nothing to point to, no clear cause, nothing that fit what they knew had been true when they walked out earlier. At that point, it no longer felt like a series of unrelated problems. Something was happening in the house, and whatever it wasn't stopping. They didn't stay another week. After the fire, whatever sense of control they thought they had was gone. Standing in that kitchen, looking at the damage, it no longer felt like something they could fix or work through. It felt like the house had already decided for them. They packed quickly, taking what mattered and leaving the rest behind. Clothes, documents, and essentials went with them, while everything else stayed where it was, scattered through rooms that already felt distant. They found a small place across the city, barely enough space but manageable in a way the house never had. It was quiet and ordinary, and for a few days, everything held. There were no sounds at night, no strange shifts in the air, and no sense of something waiting. The headaches stopped, and the tension they had been carrying began to ease. For the first time since moving, it felt like they had stepped out of it. Should have ended there. Instead, the first thing that went wrong was small. While unpacking, she set a stack of clothes on the bed and turned away briefly. And when she looked back, one of the shirts was on the floor, even though it hadn't been near the edge. She picked it up, set it back, and moved on, deciding it wasn't worth thinking about. Later that night, he noticed his keys had shifted on the counter, closer to the edge than where he had left them. Not enough to fall, but enough to feel wrong. He stood there for a moment, trying to remember moving them without thinking, but it didn't feel like he had. Neither of them mentioned it. Small things were easier to ignore, especially after everything they had just left behind. For a while, that was all it was. Small things that could still be dismissed if they didn't look too closely. Then it started happening at night. Not every night, just enough to be noticed. He would wake up suddenly to the same pressure he had felt before, the headache returning without warning. It wasn't as strong as it had been in the house, but it was the same feeling, familiar enough that it couldn't be dismissed. The pattern came back with it, not just the headaches, but the way he woke and the way he stayed still afterward, listening for something he couldn't quite hear. She noticed the change, and that was when they finally acknowledged it. Not in detail, but enough to recognize what they were both thinking. They hadn't left it behind. After that, the small things were harder to ignore. Objects didn't stay where they were left, and certain rooms would feel different for no clear reason. Nothing constant and nothing dramatic, just enough to keep everything unsettled. The moment that ended, it came without warning. He was alone in the apartment, moving through the kitchen before heading out. Everything was quiet, the kind of stillness that should have felt normal by then. He turned away from the counter for a moment, and when he looked back, the cabinet door above it was open. He stopped. He knew it had been closed. There was no question of memory or distraction. He hadn't touched it, and there had been no reason to. He stepped forward, pushed it shut, and waited. For a moment, nothing happened, and then slowly and without sound, the door shifted again, opening just enough to settle into the same position. He didn't move. He didn't try to explain it. He just watched. That was when it became something he couldn't ignore. When she came home, he told her enough for her to understand, and this time neither of them tried to explain it away because there wasn't anything left to use. They didn't stay long after that. The second move happened quickly, with less hesitation and fewer things brought with them. By then, it wasn't about starting over. It was about getting away. They never went back to the house. Months later, they heard what had happened to it. It had been sold, briefly occupied, and then emptied again, before eventually being torn down and replaced. A road now ran through where it had stood. At first, that felt like an ending, something permanent that erased what had been there before. But the stories didn't stop. Accidents began happening along that stretch, not constantly, but often enough that people noticed a pattern. Same place, no clear reason. They didn't go back. They didn't need to. By then, they understood something they hadn't wanted to before. It had never really been about the house, and leaving it hadn't been the end of it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As moms, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. We baby-proof, we buckle seatbelts, we walk them to school. But there's one danger we can't ignore. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for school-aged children in the U.S. That's why every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund exists. Through Moms Demand Action, we've helped pass hundreds of life-saving laws and built chapters in every state. If you've ever asked, what can I do? Start here. Go to everytown.org and donate today, because protecting our kids starts with us.
Folks knew the Colonel approved of his new honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch sauces the moment he tasted them and said, "That's right. No notes. Just absolute silence." Turns out some flavors don't need explaining. They just need dipping. It's saucy season at KFC. With new honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch, get dipping with a boneless bucket today.
Prices and participation vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.